Our next guest went for a big drive earlier this month. Nothing unusual there. He drove around Lake Michigan. A little bigger deal, but still not an uncommon road trip. But he did it on an electric motorcycle, which, as far as anyone can tell, is a first.
The intrepid adventurer was Ben Nelson of Oconomowoc. He did his Loop the Lake tour at the beginning of September. He's an actor, director, and tinkerer, and the creator of the DVD Build Your Own Electric Motorcycle. And he joins us from our Milwaukee studio. Ben, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So why did you decide to set out on this tour?
Well, it had to do with a couple of things. One is I'm actually friends with a guy who set cross-country Guinness Book of World Records going across the country. But I figured, what's the point of going from one side to the other? When you're done, you just got to go back again. Wouldn't it make more sense? Maybe going in a circle instead. That way, wherever I end up, it's right where I started from.
And why in particular on an electric motorcycle?
Well, I had gotten into electric vehicles a while back. In 2007, I built an electric motorcycle. I took old Kawasaki and I converted it to electric. Before that, I had built an electric bicycle, but from a kit, and that went back to just the fact that every time I got a new car, it got worse fuel economy and leaked more oil than the last one did. So I'm not really a traditional motorcyclist either. I built an electric motorcycle and took the motorcycle safety training class at Waukesha County Technical College. And on the last day of my class, I showed up with my electric motorcycle and showed it to the instructors. And not only did they love it, but all the maneuvers we had to practice in the class, I could do one-handed because there was no clutch to slip and there was no engine to kill. So it's actually great for things like an Independence Day parade.
How did it change your journey riding an electric motorcycle going around the lake? How would it have been different with a traditional gas bike?
Well, I'd never really done a long-distance trip on a motorcycle before. I'd never toured on any motorcycle, whether gas or electric. But compared to a typical gas trip, it was really just a different pace. This vehicle was originally an electric motorcycle that I got cheap because it didn't run. And that was my winter project, was learning how to fix it up and get it to work. And then I actually upgraded the batteries with some batteries from a crashed Nissan Leaf electric car from a junkyard. And it had about a 60-plus mile range, anywhere up to 90 miles per charge. You know, that'd be more like just zipping around in the city, like 60-some miles out in the country and going freeway speeds. But the pace was very different. You know, I would stop and recharge about every 60 miles. And of course, I planned for that. So I decided I was going to look at a map and say, oh, wow, there's a really great state park here. Oh, look at this. Boy, this is a really neat small town. You know what? I've never been there. I've never been into the Upper Peninsula. I haven't been to much of the Lower Peninsula, the main state of Michigan. So it was really a different pace. But it was very enjoyable. I was doing about 150 miles a day, and if I did it again, I'd probably do about 100 miles a day just to give me more time to check out all the cool places. I never had to wait for the motorcycle to be recharged. The motorcycle was already charged up and ready to go before I was. I was always the one saying, no, I want to stick around here a little while. But I also kind of had a schedule because I was going to be meeting up with a couple of friends, and at one point we actually formed a three-person electric motorcycle gang, and that was absolutely a blast as well.
Talking to Ben Nelson of Oconomowoc about his trip around Lake Michigan. He looped the lake on his electric motorcycle. So you were partly doing this to prove a point, one, that you can do long trips on electric vehicles, motorcycles or cars. Along the way, did you find enough infrastructure, or do you think we need more to accommodate electric vehicles on the roads?
Well, certainly there's a lot of public electric vehicle charging near the cities. You know, in Milwaukee, we've got some electric vehicle charging. More would be nice. In Chicago, it's everywhere. It's just absolutely everywhere. There's even at one of the outlet malls along I-94, there's a Tesla supercharger. So if you're lucky enough to have one of those electric cars, you can charge about 200 miles in 20 to 30 minutes. But if you get into the Upper Peninsula, there is zero infrastructure for public charging. There are, however, some really great state parks. So the very first thing I did, I already had my Wisconsin State Park sticker, and when I got to the UP, I got my Michigan State Park sticker. And part of this, too, it was going to be a camping trip. I didn't have a budget for staying at any fancy hotels or anything, so I packed up my tent and my sleeping bag, and I would stay overnight at campgrounds, and so many campgrounds nowadays have electricity, so I was just able to plug into an electric outlet there. I had even modified the motorcycle to have extra chargers on it, so it would have a maximum 2-hour recharge time. So during the day, I could stop at a state park, go over the campground, plug in, and then have lunch, check out the park, see the beach, the dunes, the observation tower, whatever they had there at the state park. The other places I ended up charging that I hadn't really thought about, but they just kind of happened as part of the trip, was casinos, believe it or not, and also marinas. There's a lot of places right on Lake Michigan where they have shore power for boats coming in, and instead I plugged my electric motorcycle in there. One of those surprising things that I learned on the trip.
So did you have to plan all of that, all those stops ahead of time, or did you just kind of trust your luck?
Well, I kind of had a one-page map with a bunch of scribbles on it, and I knew I was going to do about 150 miles a day. So I actually planned 2 charging stops per day, about 50 miles apart. Of course, that never works out exactly. So I had some rough ideas. But when I was going across the Upper Peninsula on Highway 2, there was one day where I literally did not know how I was going to get across. I just knew I'd have to find it, well, more than just a regular electric outlet, you know, a couple of circuits to charge at once. And I actually ended up at the public marina in Nabobin, Michigan, which turned out to be a real gem. I never would have known it was there other than just having my little GPS map with me and zooming in far enough until it said public marina right at the end of the peninsula. So I went right out onto the pier, plugged in my motorcycle. I even got a ride back to town. I had a great evening at a little coffee shop called The Anchor there. Had a pasty, some delicious, you know, local Uper food, and heard some live music. And by the time it was dinner, I just went done with dinner. I went back to my bike. It was all charged up, and I finished my trip for the day.
Briefly, Ben, do you have another epic journey planned?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, this was pretty exciting. It was pretty neat. I do wonder about going all the way around Lake Superior. It's bigger. It's further. It's more rural. Boy, it was really a lot of fun. I don't know what the next thing is. You know, frankly, the next big adventure might just be putting solar panels on the roof of my garage. I've done the math, and for about $12,000, I will never have to pay an electric bill for the rest of my life, and I can power an electric car off of it, save a lot of money on gasoline in the long run, too.
Well, Ben, sounds like an amazing journey. Thanks so much for talking about it with us today.
My pleasure being here.
That was Ben Nelson of Oconomowoc talking about his Loop the Lake tour around Lake Michigan on an electric motorcycle. Get your motor-